The Department of Health and Human Services has announced the names of dozens of companies that will market the forthcoming HHS drug discount card. The card is intended to make prescription drugs more affordable for people on Medicare. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The card will be the first prescription drug benefit to come out of the Medicare legislation passed late last year. At a press conference in Washington yesterday, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson showed off a blow-up of a card with a Medicare symbol and a big lilac-colored RX striped across it.
I'm very pleased to announce the Medicare-approved prescription drug cards that's going to make the benefits of this new Medicare law a reality for millions of Americans who need help paying for their prescription drugs. These cards are going to provide savings of 10 to 25% on the prescription drugs until the full Medicare drug benefit takes effect on January 1, 2006.
The several dozen companies and HMOs approved to market the cards can charge up to $30 for them, though Thompson says he suspects some will waive the fee. Low-income Medicare recipients can get free cards, plus a $600 credit towards prescription drug purchases. Medicare will begin a massive information campaign about the cards next month with brochures, websites, and call-in numbers. The information is intended to help Medicare recipients select which card will provide them with the greatest discounts on the drugs they use. They can select only one card and can switch choices only once. That makes some consumer advocates worry that card companies will list drugs and discounts that they'll change as soon as people sign on. Ron Pollack, executive director of Families USA, has another concern.
If people get a discount, but the base price from which the discount is being provided keeps on rising as it has been for each and every year over the past decade, seniors may well find themselves paying roughly as much with a discount as they did before without a discount.
HHS Secretary Thompson says that the different card companies will bargain hard with the pharmaceutical companies for meaningful discounts, and he promised that Medicare will sanction discount card companies that practice bait and switch. Meanwhile, government officials warn that while some private companies are already offering their own legitimate discount cards, some unscrupulous marketers are offering a card that appears to be government-approved. The real Medicare-approved cards won't be available before May, and they don't go into effect until June 1st. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.